With us today, Easter Sunday, is former Commissioner Bill Bratton. Knows law enforcement from all over the country. He was in Los Angeles. He was in Boston. Bill Bratton, Commissioner, people are worried that things are not straightening out. Can you give us an update? What's going on in your mind? The governor has just extended the budget period till I guess Thursday from Sunday, and a lot of politicians have said to me this is a positive thing, that the negotiation might be going well. Give us your evaluation. What do you think is going on?
Well, the issue you're talking about, John, is something we hope that you would propose: tougher criminal reform laws than the ones that we have right now, which are clearly not working. I personally will not hold my breath that should be successful. The leadership in the Assembly and the Senate and the leadership in the City Council here in New York clearly have no intention of reforming the reforms. They have their position, and you've talked about it continuously on your show. I have complained about it continuously. So I'm not expecting any great changes by the end of the week. And you've talked about my experience around the country. Around the country, there is a growing fear, a growing perception, despite the statistics that show that crime is, in fact, down in a lot of areas of the country, but people aren't feeling it. And that's where it actually ends up counting. You can have all the statistics you want. Mark Twain talked about lies, damn lies, and statistics. But people oftentimes, and particularly in today's day and age, don't believe the statistics. They believe what they see, what they hear, what they talk about amongst themselves. And I don't have a discussion about crime where people aren't complaining about it or telling stories about it or what they've experienced themselves. So that's what we're up against at the moment. The statistics might be saying it's getting better, but the reality for most people is it is not.
And people, you know, Speaker Hastie last week has said, because everybody was yelling and screaming, the retail workers are scared to work. The retail workers need protection. The people that are constant criminals in the retail stores, where more CVSs are closing, all the Rite Aids are closed, need help. Hastie comes out with a statement, I'm not going to change anything. You know,
exactly. That's where these various unions need to get their act together and basically start pressuring, both through their votes as well as the money they contribute to these characters, who are not basically concerned about this issue. Why? Because from their perspective, they're keeping minorities out of jail. But reality is, it is largely the minority population committing crimes against the minority population. And the facilities that are closing tend to be in the poorer neighborhoods, the Rite Aids, et cetera, the CVSs. And so they're only harming, effectively, the people they claim that they're trying to protect. I'm sorry, there's a lot of bad people in our society, that, and some of them definitely need to be in jail. This public advocate Williams this week was talking about recidivism rates are down. They are not down. They are up, according to the NYPD. And clearly, you look at, for example, the individual just murdered the young police officer. His in-and-out-of-jail situation is a prime example of it. And one of the arguments that Williams used was that, well, if they're in jail, they're not committing crime, so recidivism rate's going to go down. Duh, naturally, because they're in jail, that where they need to be. We need several things, John. We need more cops, definitely need more cops, because otherwise we have these surges. They last for a couple of weeks. Then they have to take them out of the subway and put them in a crime neighborhood. Then they take them out of the crime neighborhood, put them back in the subway. You can't keep doing that. You're wearing the cops out. And once again, Adams is going to have to basically, and the governor, start pushing for more cops. We did it back in 1990, 91. Dave Dinkins, Peter Ballone were able to advance in New York City the hiring of 6,000 more cops. Ray Kelly, myself, Mayor Giuliani, with those cops, we turned the crime situation around for 25 years in this city until the legislature started screwing it up in 2019, and it's still screwed up.
Well, Commissioner, I don't know what to do anymore. We're blowing our bugle every day at 5 o'clock. We're talking to everybody. It doesn't make any common sense, but some of these politicians are not helping us. And I pray for our city. I pray for our state.
Well, keep blowing that bugle, John, because a lot of people are listening. And when it will hit home will be when some of the individuals we're talking about, the legislative leaders or their families, are the victims of some of these crimes. Then we'll see how quickly they start calling for reforms of the reforms that they have put into place that are causing so many problems, not just in New York, but throughout the country, that any place that has attempted to deal with the criminal justice reform issue is failing. But they won't recognize that they're failing and refuse to go back to what worked, which was putting bad people in jail and having enough cops to put them there.
Thank you, Commissioner Bratton. Have a great Easter and a great Easter weekend.
To you and your listeners, I hope they all enjoy themselves, both whether the religious aspects of it, certainly, as well as the family aspects.
Yes, and let's pray for our city, pray for our state, pray for our country. Thank you so much.
Good day to do it. Thank you.